Chapter 21.
And these are the regulations that you will set before them. If you buy a Hebrew slave, he will serve 6 years, and in the seventh he will go out as free for nothing. If he comes in single, he will go out single. If he is the husband of a wife, his wife will go out with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears for him sons or daughters, the wife and her children will belong to her master, and the slave will go out single. But if the slave explicitly says, "I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free," his master will present him to Elohim and bring him to the door, to the doorpost, and his master will pierce his ear with an awl, and he will serve him forever.
And if a man sells his daughter as a slave woman, she will not go out as male slaves go out. If she does not please her master who selected her, he will allow her to be redeemed. He has no authority to sell her to foreign people, since he has dealt treacherously with her. And if he selects her for his son, he shall do for her according to the regulations for daughters. If he takes for himself another, he will not reduce her food, her clothing, or her right of cohabitation. And if he does not do for her these three, she shall go out for nothing. There will not be silver paid for her. Whoever strikes someone and he dies will surely be put to death.
But if he did not lie in wait and it was an accident, I will appoint for you a place to which he may flee. But if a man schemes against his neighbor to kill him by treachery, you will take him from my altar to die.
And whoever strikes his father or his mother will surely be put to death. And whoever kidnaps someone and sells him, or he is found in his possession, he will surely be put to death. And one who curses his father or his mother will surely be put to death.
And if men quarrel and a man strikes his neighbor with a stone or with a fist and he does not die, but he is confined to bed, if he stands and walks about in the outside on his stuff, the striker will be unpunished. He will only pay for his inactivity toward his full recovery. And if a man strikes his male slave or his female slave with the rod and he dies under his hand, he will surely be avenged. Yet if he survives a day or 2 days, he will not be avenged, because he is his money. And if men fight and they injure a pregnant woman, and her children go out and there is not serious injury, he will surely be fined as the woman's husband demands concerning him and as the judges determine. And if there is serious injury, you will give life in place of life, eye in place of eye, tooth in place of tooth, hand in place of hand, foot in place of foot, burn in place of burn, wound in place of wound, bruise in place of bruise. And if a man strikes the eye of his male slave or the eye of his female slave and destroys it, he shall release him as free in place of his eye. And if he causes the tooth of his male slave or the tooth of his female slave to fall out, he will release him as free in place of his tooth. And if an ox galls a man or a woman and he dies, the ox will surely be stoned, and its meat will not be eaten, and the owner of the ox is innocent. But if it was a goring ox before and its owner was warned and did not restrain it and it kills a man or a woman, the ox will be stoned, and the owner also will be put to death. If a ransom is set on him, he will pay the redemption money for his life according to all that is set on him. 31. If it galls a son or it galls a daughter, according to this regulation it shall be done to him. If the ox galls a male slave or a female slave, he will give 30 shekels of silver to his master, and the ox will be stoned.
If a man opens a pit or if a man digs a pit and he does not cover it and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit will pay restitution. He will pay silver to its owner, but the dead animal will be for him. And if a man's ox injures the ox of his neighbor and it dies, they will sell the living ox and divide the money, and they will also divide the dead one. Or if it was known that it was a goring ox before and its owner did not restrain it, he will surely make restitution, and ox in place of the ox, and the dead one will be for him.
Chapter 22.
If a man steals an ox or small livestock and slaughters it or sells it, he will make restitution with 5 cattle in place of the ox and with 4 sheep or goats in place of the small livestock. If a thief is found in the act of breaking in and he is struck and he dies, there is not blugult for him. If the sun has risen over him, there is blugult for him. He will make full restitution. If he does not have enough, he will be sold for his theft. If indeed the stolen item is found in his possession alive, from ox to donkey to small livestock, he will make double restitution. If a man grazes his livestock in a field or a vineyard and he releases his livestock and it grazes in the field of another, he will make restitution from the best of his field and the best of his vineyard. If a fire is started and finds thorn bushes and a stack of sheaves or the standing grain or the field is consumed, the one who started the fire will surely make restitution. If a man gives to his neighbor money or objects to watch over and it is stolen from the house of the man, if the thief is found, he will make double restitution.
If the thief is not found, the owner of the house will be brought to the sanctuary to learn whether or not he reached out his hand to his neighbor's possession. Concerning every account of transgression concerning an ox, concerning a donkey, concerning small livestock, concerning clothing, concerning all lost property where someone says, "This belongs to me," the matter of the two of them will come to Elohim. Whomever Elohim declares guilty will make double restitution to his neighbor. If a man gives to his neighbor a donkey or an ox or small livestock or any beast to watch over and it dies or is injured or is captured when there is no one who sees, the oath of Yahweh will be between the two of them concerning whether or not he has reached out his hand to his neighbor's possession, and its owner will accept this, and he will not make restitution.
But if indeed it was stolen from him, he will make restitution to its owner. If indeed it was torn to pieces, he will bring it as evidence, the mangled carcass. He will not make restitution. If a man borrows from his neighbor and it is injured or dies while its owner is not with it, he will make restitution. If its owner was with it, he will not make restitution. If it was hired, it came with its hiring fee. If a man seduces a virgin who is not engaged and he lies with her, he surely will give her bride price to have her as his wife. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he will weigh out money according to the bride price for the virgin. You will not let a witch live. Anyone lying with an animal will surely be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to the Elohims not to Yahweh, to him alone will be destroyed. You will not mistreat an alien, and you will not oppress him, because you were aliens in the land of Egypt. You will not afflict any widow or orphan. If you indeed afflict him, yes, if he cries out at all to me, I will certainly hear his cry of distress, and I will become angry, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives will be widows and your children orphans. If you lend money to my people, to the needy with you, you will not be to him as a creditor, you will not charge him interest. If indeed you require the cloak of your neighbor as a pledge, you will return it to him at sundown, because it is his only garment. It is his cloak for his skin. In what will he sleep? And when he cries out to me, I will hear, because I am gracious, You will not curse Elohim, and you will not curse a leader among your people. You will not delay the fullness of your harvest and the juice from your press. You will give me the firstborn of your sons. You will do likewise for your ox and for your sheep and goats. 7 days it will be with its mother. On the eighth, you will give it to me, and you will be men of holiness for me, and you will not eat meat from a carcass mangled in the field. You will throw it to the dog.
Chapter 23.
You will not spread a false report. Do not lift your hand with the wicked to be a malicious witness. You will not follow a majority for evil, and you will not testify concerning a legal dispute to turn aside after a majority to pervert justice. You will not be partial to a powerless person in his legal dispute. If you come upon the ox of your enemy or his donkey going astray, you will certainly bring it back to him.
If you see the donkey of your enemy lying down under its burden, you will refrain from abandoning him. You will surely arrange effort with him. You will not pervert the justice of your poor in his legal dispute. You will stay far from a false charge, and do not kill the innocent and the righteous, because I will not declare the wicked righteous. And you will not take a bribe, because the bribe makes the sighted blind and ruins the words of the righteous. And you will not oppress an alien. You yourselves know the feelings of the alien, because you were aliens in the land of Egypt. And 6 years you will sow your land and gather its yield, but the seventh you will let it rest and leave it fallow, and the poor of your people will eat, and the remainder the animals of the field will eat. You will do likewise for your vineyard and for your olive trees. 6 days you will do your work, but on the seventh day you will stop so that your ox and your donkey will rest and the son of your slave woman and the alien will be refreshed. And you will be attentive to all that I have said to you, and you will not profess the name of other Elohims. It will not be heard in your mouth. 3 times in the year you will hold a festival for me. You will keep the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you will eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you at the appointed time, the month of Abib, because in it you came out from Egypt, and no one will appear before me empty-handed, and you will keep the feast of harvest, with the first fruits of your work, what you sow in the field, and you will keep the feast of harvest gathering when the year goes out, when you gather your work from the field.
3 times in the year all your men will appear before the Lord Yahweh. You will not sacrifice the blood of my sacrifice together with food with yeast, and you will not leave the fat of my feast overnight until morning. The best of the first fruits of your land you will bring to the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You will not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Look, I am about to send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Be attentive to him and listen to his voice. Do not rebel against him, because he will not forgive your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you listen attentively to his voice and to all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. When my angel goes before you and brings you to the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, I will wipe them out. You will not bow to their Elohims, and you will not serve them, and you will not act according to their actions, because you will utterly demolish them, and you will utterly break their stone pillars. And you will serve Yahweh your Elohim, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sickness from among you. There will be no one suffering miscarriage or infertile in your land. I will make full the number of your days. He will release my terror before you, and I will throw into confusion all the people against whom you come, and I will make all your enemies turn their back to you. And I will send the hornet before you, and it will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites from before you.
I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become a desolation and the wild animals multiply against you. Little by little I will drive them out from before you until you are fruitful and take possession of the land. And I will set your boundary from the Red Sea and up to the Sea of the Philistines and from the desert up to the river, because I will give the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out from before you.
You will not make a covenant with them and with their aliens. They will not live in your land, lest they cause you to sin against me when you serve their aliens, for it will be a snare to you.
Chapter 24.
And to Moses he said, Go up to Yahweh, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 from the elders of Israel, and you will worship at a distance. And Moses alone will come near to Yahweh, and they will not come near, and the people will not go up with him. And Moses came, and he told the people all the words of Yahweh and all the regulations. And all the people answered with one voice, and they said, All the words that Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of Yahweh, and he rose early in the morning, and he built an altar at the base of the mountain and set up 12 memorial stones for the 12 tribes of Israel, and he sent young men from the Israelites, and they offered burnt offerings. And they sacrificed sacrifices as fellowship offerings to Yahweh using bulls. And Moses took half of the blood, and he put it in bowls, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar, and he took the scroll of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, All that Yahweh has spoken we will do, and we will listen. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, and he said, Look, the blood of the covenant that Yahweh has made with you in accordance with all these words. And Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 from the elders of Israel went up. And they saw the Elohim of Israel, and what was under his feet was like sapphire work and like the very heavens for clearness. And toward the leaders of the Israelites he did not stretch out his hand. And they beheld Elohim, and they ate, and they drank.
And Yahweh said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain, and be there, and I will give you the tablets of stone and the law and the instructions that I have written to instruct them. And Moses got up, and Joshua, his assistant, and Moses went up to the mountain of Elohim. And to the elders he said, Wait for us here until we return to you. And look, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute he will bring it to you. And Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of Yahweh settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. And he called to Moses on the 7th day from the midst of the cloud. And the appearance of the glory of Yahweh was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain to the eyes of the Israelites. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud, and he went up the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
Chapter 25.
And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites, and let them bring to me a contribution. You will receive my contribution from every man whose heart prompts him. And this is the contribution that you will receive from them: gold and silver and bronze, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine linen and goat hair, and red dyed ram skins, and fine leather, and acacia wood, oil for the lamp, balsam oils for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense.
onyx stones and stones for mountings on the ephod and the breast piece, and make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell in the midst of them, according to all that I show you the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its equipment, and so you will do. And they will make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits its length, and 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height, and you will overlay it with pure gold, inside and outside you will overlay it, and you will make on it a gold molding all around, and you will cast for it 4 gold rings, and you will put them on its 4 feet, with 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its second side, and you will make poles of acacia wood, and you will overlay them with gold, and you will put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark with them. In the rings of the ark will be the poles. They will not be removed from it, and you will put into the ark the testimony that I will give to you. And you will make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits its length and 1.5 cubits its width, and you will make 2 cherubim of gold, you will make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the atonement cover, and make 1 cherub at one end and 1 cherub at the other end of the atonement cover, you will make the cherubim on its 2 ends. And the cherubim will be without spread wings above, covering with their wings over the atonement cover and facing each other. The faces of the cherubim will be toward the atonement cover, and you will put the atonement cover above onto the ark, and into the ark you will put the testimony that I will give you. And I will meet you there, and I will speak with you from over the atonement cover, from between the 2 cherubim that are to be on the ark of the testimony, all that I will command you to the Israelites. And you will make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits its length and 1 cubit its width and 1.5 cubits its height, and you will overlay it with pure gold, and you will make for it a gold molding all around, and you will make for it a handbreadth rim all around. And you will make a gold molding for its rim all around, and you will make 4 gold rings for it, and you will put the rings on the 4 corners where its 4 legs are. The rings will be near the rim as holders for poles to carry the table, and you will make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and the table will be carried with them. And you will make its plates and its ladles and its pitchers and its bowls with which libations will be poured. Of pure gold you will make them, and you will put on the table the bread of presence to be before me continually. And you will make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand will be made of hammered work, its base and its branch, its cups, its buds, and its blossoms will be from it. And 6 branches will be going out from its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from its one side and 3 branches of the lampstand from its second side. 3 almond flower cups will be on the 1 branch with a bud and a blossom, and 3 almond flower cups will be on the 1 branch with a bud and a blossom likewise for the 6 branches going out from the lampstand. And on the lampstand will be 4 almond flower cups, with its buds and its blossoms.
And a bud will be under the 2 branches that come from it, and a bud under the 2 branches from it, and a bud under the 2 branches from it, likewise for the 6 branches coming out from the lampstand. Their buds and their branches will be from it, all of it 1 piece of pure gold hammered work. And you will make it 7 lamps. And its lamps will be set up, and it will give light in the space in front of it. And its snuffers and its fire pens will be pure gold. It will be made from 1 talent of pure gold, with all these pieces of equipment. And see and make all according to their pattern, which you were shown in the mountain.
Chapter 26.
And the tabernacle you will make with 10 curtains, You will make them of finely twisted linen in blue and purple and crimson yarns, with cherubim, the work of a skilled craftsman. The length of the one curtain will be 28 cubits, and the width will be 4 cubits for the one curtain. One measure will be for all the curtains. 5 curtains will be joined to one another, and 5 curtains joined to one another. And you will make loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain, at the end in the set, and you will do so on the edge of the end curtain in the second set. You will make 50 loops on the one curtain, and you will make 50 loops on the end of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops are to be opposite to one another. And you will make 50 gold clasps and join the curtains to one another with the clasps, so that the tabernacle will be one. And you will make curtains of goat hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You will make them 11 curtains.
The length of the one curtain will be 30 cubits, and the width will be 4 cubits for the one curtain. One measure will be for the 11 curtains. And you will join 5 curtains together and 6 curtains together, and you will fold double the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. And you will make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain at the end of the first set and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain in the second set. And you will make 50 bronze clasps, and you will put the clasps in the loops and join the tent, so that it will be one. And the surplus in the curtains of the tent will be an overhang. The surplus half curtain will hang over the back of the tabernacle. And a cubit from one side and a cubit from the other side in the surplus in the length of the curtains of the tent will be hung over the sides of the tabernacle equally to cover it. And you will make a covering for the tent of red-dyed ramskins and a covering of fine leather to go above. And you will make the frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood as uprights.
The length of the frame will be 10 cubits. And the width of the one frame will be 1.5 cubits. You will make 2 pegs for the one frame for joining each to another and likewise for all the frames of the tabernacle. And you will make the frames for the tabernacle with 20 frames for the south side. And you will make 40 silver bases under the 20 frames, with 2 bases under the one frame for its 2 pegs and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 pegs. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, there will be 20 frames.
And there 40 silver bases, with 2 bases under the one frame and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the rear of the tabernacle on the west you will make 6 frames, and you will make 2 frames for the tabernacle corners at the rear. They will be double at the bottom, and they will be completely together on its top to the one ring. It will be likewise for the 2 of them. They will be for the 2 corners. And there will be 8 frames and their silver bases, 16 bases, with 2 bases under the one frame and 2 bases under the next frame. You will make 5 bars of acacia wood for the frames on the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the side of the tabernacle at the rear, on the west, and the bar in the midst of the frames will run from end to end. And you will overlay the frames with gold, and you will make their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and you will overlay the bars with gold. And you will erect the tabernacle according to its plan, which you have been shown on the mountain. And you will make a curtain of blue and purple and crimson yarns and finely twisted linen, the work of a skilled craftsman. He will make it with cherubim, and you will put it on 4 acacia pillars overlaid with gold with their gold hooks on 4 silver bases. And you will put the curtain under the clasps. And you will bring the Ark of the Testimony there inside the curtain, and the curtain will separate for you between the set apart and the most set apart place, And you will put the atonement cover on the Ark of the Testimony in the most set-apart place, and you will place the table outside the curtain and the lampstand opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle, and you will put the table on the north side. And you will make for the entrance of the tent a screen of blue and purple and crimson yarns and finely twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. And you will make for the screen 5 acacia pillars, and you will overlay them with gold with their gold hooks, and you will cast for them 5 bronze bases.